I was the first born. My mum came from Arundel in Sussex. Unfortunately, I lost her. She died of pneumonia when she was only 30-something, and she left three kids. That's my sister, my brother, and myself. And this, of course, cast the die for quite a lot of years, in that there was a recession then, 1938-ish, and my dad was out of work, and things got very hard indeed. All three of us were at school, but my brother was about five and I was, or less than 10. And state schools at that time were little more than the three R's. However, I enjoyed it because I was that sort of chap, enthusiastic. I eventually left when I was about 14, perhaps a bit more, and didn't know which way to turn for something to do. You know, I could have been a carpenter or a road sweeper or something on the artisan side. I was quite bright, I could tell that, but I was miles behind the normal chaps when it came to English, physics and so on. But luckily, it was luck. They had a vacancy in the local waterworks. And a chap said, look, we need a sort of a junior in the drawing office. Come and have an interview. And I got a job with the Mid Wessex Water Company in Frimley Green. And another happy moment, probably the most important moment in my life. I'd gone home from the waterworks, and my stepmother said to me, having pulled a little bit of paper out of the Aldershot News saying that there's vacancies for a nationwide exam for engineering student apprentices at Farnborough. You've got 2 weeks to apply and get in. Well, I really felt miles behind the man in the street. However, I wrote the letter and got in, got an interview, and there were 90 people at the interview and they only chose nine, and I was one of those. And I realised that I'd had an extraordinary moment, and I vowed and declared there and then, because it's highly academic as well as the workshops, because they're vying with people who are getting their first degrees. I can't tell you the resolve that I put upon myself not to cheat, not to slack, to become absurdly diligent, because I wouldn't have another chance. And I finished my apprenticeship on my birthday, 21st birthday, which was the 21st of July 1942. And to my amazement, the aerodynamics department, Farnborough, took me on as a junior scientific assistant. I suddenly became a boffin rather than an apprentice.